Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine, part two, for this April 13th, 2023, 10:34 on the clock. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our good friend, Kayla Rombalski, community development educator at UW Extension. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
Glad you can make it in.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. How have you been? How was your Easter? How all that?
Oh, it was good. Yeah, it was good. I was reflecting with some coworkers recently that it was kind of funny because we were in Stevens Point for an Easter egg hunt on Saturday, and then we drove up to Rhinelander on Sunday. And in Point on Saturday, it was beautiful. It was like 60 degrees. My kids were in t-shirts and jeans. But Grandma and Grandpa said, "Oh, well, there's still several inches of snow on the ground up here in Rhinelander, so you're going to need to bring snow pants." Hats. And so as I'm packing up, I'm like, man, this is just crazy.
So that's the Midwest. Yeah,
right.
That is
how it is. Yes.
Kayla, one of the things we're going to focus on today is community-informed planning and placemaking. I think this is a fun topic. It also seems like a pretty big topic, though. Where would you like to start with that?
That is a good question. It is a big topic. But I want to start just by talking about what placemaking is, because I think that that has become a bit of a buzzword. Hmm. And I'm not sure when folks hear it, when the first time that I heard it, I wasn't really sure what that was referring to. So placemaking, there are a lot of different definitions. You can dive into several different YouTube TED Talks or videos describing what placemaking is. But essentially, it's putting the people first in a place. So looking at communities from a sense of where people are gathering and how to make that community better for its residents. And I think the most important part of placemaking, and what I kind of wanted to focus on for our chat today, is talking about how everyone, every resident, every person is a placemaker. So placemaking is often brought up in conversations around community art. It's also brought up in planning and zoning conversations. So as we're planning for the comprehensive plan, which is a document, binder of information for a community, we talk about placemaking. But it's not just the economic developers or the planners of the world that get to influence these decisions. It's everyone. And so I wanted to kind of dive into talking about some placemaking initiatives with you and to encourage everyone who's listening to think about how they might be a placemaker in their own community.
Before we dive into that, can we give people some examples of placemaking?
Yeah, of course. So placemaking is really any development that or any project initiative that is bettering your community and I often think of it as brightening your community. Mm-hmm. So it's making your community fun. It's bringing a little bit of vitality into the community. So examples from central Wisconsin could be the Wenzel Family Plaza in Marshfield. Mm-hmm. That's a great place to gather. Lots of events that happen there during the summer, lots of space for families to and people of all ages to come out and celebrate their community and celebrate with their neighbors. There is, in Wisconsin Rapids, there's a plan that was actually just developed and is available on the city's website. It's a public art and creative placemaking plan. Mm-hmm. So that is sort of an inventory of some of the public art spaces in Wisconsin Rapids.
Such a cool idea.
Yeah, it is. And looking at how to really invigorate and develop more of that. How can we get more public art and more whimsy, that's kind of a weird word, but I would use whimsy how can we pump that into Wisconsin Rapids? An example in some other communities across central Wisconsin, so in Stevens Point, they have the Opera House Complex, which was previously the Fox Theater.
Yeah.
That's a huge placemaking effort, restoring an old building into something new. Also in Portage County, you've got what they've done with the Shopko development in Plover. So turning Shopko into what's called Artist and Fair. So there's a coffee house there. Oso Brewing is there. I think Planet Fitness is in that location. Wow. So really a multi-use space for the community's benefit.
I think a current example is being built right now in the Shopko, the former Shopko building, that there we've got four businesses going into there. There's something. And if you don't mind, Kayla, I would like to bring just two other examples up real quick worldwide. As far as when I was in California, one of the things that first hit me was, you know, their infrastructure is going to be different than ours. They have a lot more Adobe there, a lot more, you know, Latin influence and everything on their construction and the design of their buildings and everything. But they didn't really tear stuff down. You know, they just kept the buildings. And then instead of it, what used to be a saloon or something like that is now a grocery store.
Right.
They didn't. So they kept the buildings. They just repurposed them.
Right.
Like a hermit crab or like a shell of a hermit crab or something. And it's so cool. You've never walked into a grocery store like this before. Like it's so unique how they've done that. And I think of a story, and I didn't think about this before until you meant talking about that. I remember when I was a kid, and people would complain all the time about our neighborhood being dirty and the high rises we lived in, and how nasty the brick was, and all these things. And I remember some of my friends and some kids that were graffiti artists, and they painted a Mona Lisa on the side of the building. They not spray painted one. They didn't paint it, but they spray painted one. And every resident you can think of was looking at that and spending like sitting outside there and having a drink out there, a coffee, whatever, and stuff. It was so. It's not the same exact thing, I know, but it's similar to what we're talking about
right
here.
It exactly. And you see, I think it's Nashville, and there might be a city. I feel like there's a city in Wisconsin that recently did a mural of wings. So you see like people taking pictures with those, posting them on social media. I mean, though, all of those things really attract people to a community and give you something to brag about. Right.
Yeah.
So it's about wanting to share what makes your community great. And those are really important. So actually, one of the reasons I was late in getting to the studio this morning is because I just came from a Wood County Rural Economic Development Roundtable.
Oh.
And we talked exactly about some of the new developments, talking about what's happening in Shopko. And Kyle Kearns from the city shared that.
Kyle.
Yeah, he shared that he's so happy and rightfully so that our Shopko development is turning into retail and mixed use space rather than storage.
Yeah.
And nothing, not that there's anything, you know, people need storage units. I'm not faulting the storage unit industry, but like so many of our vacant spaces end up turning into heated storage. And it seems like there's so much potential there for something that really benefits the community at large. And we're seeing know, those types of developments.
The storage industry is going to be fine.
Right.
We don't have to worry about them getting their money. They're going to be okay. We can put storage units anywhere.
Exactly.
Basically. When it comes to having actual retail and stuff, you want that in town. You want that in a place like the Shopko location.
Right.
It just makes more sense. And I don't think anybody, because we all used those storage bins and those kind of things before, or those storage facilities before and everything. But I don't think anybody's looking to see that when they're driving downtown on Main Street.
Right.
So much of this is also part of attracting people, keeping people. There is not a mayor or a city official in any of our local cities, in any rural city in America, that is not trying to keep its population and is not worried about losing that population, those numbers going down, people migrating to other places.
Right.
Part of how you keep people in a town or want to stay in a town is not just to having safe schools and all these things. Those things are certainly important. People got to have things to look at. People got to have things that they want to enjoy, that they brag about. We all want to be proud of where we're from. Most everybody is. Gives you these things along with, you know, the added bonuses of the economic impact it can make and keeping your population up, which helps tax ways, which helps your city getting more funding. Like all of this
all
stuff
of those
adds
things.
Up.
Yeah,
all of it. So
it does. There's a huge economic impact. You know, you think about placemaking and often you think about community art and some Some folks perhaps might have the mindset that those are just niceties, that it's not it's not really important to a community. But I would argue that those are, for all of the reasons you just said, that's, there's a huge economic impact for those types of initiatives and programs.
I was talking to a student the other day, and they they were talking about how much they hate blank walls. You can have anything on there you want. Why would you have just a blank wall? You can do anything with that. Like, just go grab a painting or a picture or make one and put it on there. Anything's better than a blank wall. What kind of town do you want to live in? You want to live in a town that's just boring, that has nothing, no art, no nothing? Just, you go to work, you come home, that's it. Like, no, that's not Rapids. That's not what we are. That's not what we are here. We've got all kinds of things for you to do. We have sports teams. We have all, you know, water parks, all these different things. Like, you need that stuff.
Yeah.
Every city does. Even though I'm not a local resident, the pride I have in this area, it starts with the people, and then it goes to the actions the people have made.
Right.
And it comes to these things that we've been talking about here. And we'll get more in depth in it when we come back. We'll take a really quick commercial break, and I want to talk about how people can put actions to their thoughts and their feelings about this. And we'll get into that a little bit more with Kayla on Morning Magazine here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, and appreciate our good friend Kayla being in here with us. We're talking about some of the cool different ways that you can impact your community with being a planning and placemaking. And we've talked about this a little bit already, Kayla, about different things people can do to impact their community, to make it more positive, make it better, all these different things. But we already, I think, understand that we have some creative people out there. We have some people that are interested or want to do this. We've talked about this a lot, actually, you and I and other guests. We're still healing from the pandemic. We are still healing from a lot of that stuff. And a lot of people are still looking for ways to give back, ways to put into their community, ways to do something. But not everybody can be a doctor or a nurse. Not everybody can cure a disease or anything like that. But we can all take place in this. We can all be a placemaker, being placemaking, as you touched on. But so now we understand that we're all placemakers. Now, how do we put that into action? What do we do with these projects? What do we do with these ideas?
That is a great question. And there are so many ways to start. I think there is always power in numbers, right? So maybe the first step is you have this idea. And even if you think it's far-fetched, start to talk to people about it. Say, hey, you know, I have this vision for... I don't know, maybe it's a splash pad maybe it's a mural. Maybe you want to see, you know, I mentioned those wing murals earlier. Mm-hmm. You want to see something like that, and you have a idea of a good place, a good blank space where that could happen. Someone needs to know, right? So like, you have that idea and maybe others have thought of it, but no one has ever voiced it. So it doesn't go any further than just an idea. So having the opportunity to talk with others about that idea. And then I think as you gain momentum, whether it's talking within your own social circle or talking with a couple of other people, and then taking that to an organizational level and gaining momentum that way is how things get done, right? Mm-hmm. So there are several organizations across the county, across central Wisconsin, that are engaging in this placemaking work. And I'm sure would love to hear ideas or would love to have others from the community engaging in the work that they're already doing. So a shout out to a couple of organizations. I mean, we already talked about the public art and creative placemaking plan for the city of Wisconsin Rapids. That information about that is on their website. So you can go out to the Wisconsin Rapids website and learn more about how you can engage in that effort. Create Portage County, which is an organization in Portage County that has really been spearheading a lot of public art initiatives, and even more than that, entrepreneurial. I mean, they're just a hub for a lot of activity. They, again, from my meeting this morning, I learned that they're expanding into serving other communities. So they're working with the C2 Makerspace in Marshfield and working on sort of expanding their footprint. So I'm sure that they would be open to hearing ideas. That's a great place space to get involved. The two makerspaces, you know, speaking of that. So there's a makerspace here in Wisconsin Rapids at McMillan Library. There's a makerspace up in Marshfield at the UW campus there. Those are great places for entrepreneurs or people with ideas for products or for things to have some experience with getting those ideas out of your head and into a real life item, a prototype, a whatever, a widget, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so being able to share with like-minded people there, I would say get involved with those efforts. And then beyond that, you know, city government, town government, the different committees that we have for our town boards and village boards and that sort of thing are always great places to start and get involved. I can speak for some experience that's happening in Pittsville. So there is a really active group of community residents in Pittsville that are working on several initiatives to advance that community and to make things a better place to live, work, and play in Pittsville. So they're doing that from the sense of a community economic analysis and strategic plan. So identifying where the community could benefit and could make some changes, and then also doing it from just looking at one of their trails and trying to extend a trail by the river, looking at some ways, and they worked with UWSP to do this, looking at some ways to connect their downtown to their waterfront. So all of those things, I mean, there are people that are engaging in this effort across the county, across central Wisconsin, and I'm sure that they are just looking for other folks to plug in. So if you have ideas, if you want to make the community better, whether that's something that you don't have the time to invest in and to move an idea forward, but if you give it to one of those groups and vocalize that opinion and then go from there, or you know, roll up your sleeves and get involved with these groups that are working actively on placemaking, that's how a community becomes such a great place to live, work, and play.
Well said. And if I can piggyback off of what you're saying there, for one, thank you again for mentioning the Makers Market and the McMillan. I don't feel like that facility gets used nearly enough. It's this awesome, incredible thing that we have here in town that's just sitting right there. All that awesome equipment, all those great people right there. You got ideas, bring them there. Or get on over there and start putting them to work. Get some actions behind them. I will also mention Encourage. I think Encourage does some really great work when it comes to this too, as far as taking these ideas and putting action to them and making them happen. And UW, you know, Extension does a really good job with this too. Because I have talked to so many, you know, different people from Extension that hear ideas from community members and then they bring them down the air. I think that's really cool. I appreciate that very much. All of our best ideas are going to come from the people.
Right.
It's where, with anything like this, I always am reminded of this phrase, and it's something that pops in my head, especially with all the changes we've had here at this station and everything in the last couple of years. Every good thing that has ever happened began with change.
Right.
Everything. There's nothing you can think of that happened that just started out that way. Everything comes good from change.
Yeah.
It's an okay thing. It's not always easy. I'm not saying anybody likes change, but growth takes this, and for our city to grow, for our community to grow, it takes your ideas, it takes your creativity. Maybe you've driven past this one street your whole life and all of a sudden there's a mural there and you're not big on it or whatever. When you see that mural, don't see that mural. See dollar signs. See your population. See those things staying current. See, that's what you need to be seeing in these things. Hopefully you see a beautiful mural, but I'm just trying to reach the people that may not care so much about some of these things.
Yeah.
It should matter to you because you care about your taxes, probably care about your you know, some things like that. Well, this all ties together. You mentioned Pittsville, and I'm so glad that you did, because one of the things I wanted to bring up with this was, while we are, you know, kind of focusing on certain cities or what have you, we're all connected.
And
right.
and if Pittsville's doing well, that means it's going to help Rapids. If
right.
Rapids is doing well, that means it's going to help Nakusa. Like we,
yep.
I know that there's some high school rivalries and things like that around yeah. here and everything like that. I'm putting all that aside.
Right.
We're just talking about adults and people and business. And we all help. All of our economies are connected.
Right.
So this helps all of us when all of our cities are beautiful, when all of our cities have these creative output and these placemaking.
Exactly. I think a great example of that is the PGA tournament that's happening
yes.
this summer. So I'm not much of a golfer and I don't really follow golf, but that is a huge opportunity for Central Wisconsin. Yes, it's happening in Stevens Point, but it's going to attract people to the region as a whole. And so it's an opportunity for all of our communities in Central Wisconsin to come together and really shout from the rooftops, hey, Central Wisconsin is great.
Yeah.
We have a low cost of living. We have a lot of amenities, some big city feels in mm-hmm. parts of our communities with rural living, which yeah. in a lot of cases, I mean, each person, of course, has their own
case
opinions,
by case, yeah.
and but in a lot of cases, that's the dream, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You mentioned you just came from a meeting and everything. In the last couple of minutes we have, were there any hot headlines from that meeting? Were there any things that you think would be interesting for the audience to know or that
yeah.
you can share, I should say?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to get you in trouble here.
I appreciate
it's a
that.
Public meeting,
I appreciate I that. It's a public meeting.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. So I will also say that if there's anyone listening who wants to be engaged in this work on a deeper level, the Ready Roundtable. So Ready is Regional Economic Development. Rural Economic mm-hmm. Development Initiative, Ready. That is a plan that was done by my predecessor in Extension back in 2021. The plan, for a lot of reasons, has really not been fully utilized these past couple of years, COVID being mm-hmm. one of them, mm-hmm. right? And so we're really working hard right now to generate some action and movement around that plan and looking for citizen engagement. And so that's what the meeting was. There are a number of subgroups of the Ready Initiative. So things like broadband, mm-hmm. Child care, entrepreneurship, and housing, a number of subgroups. So we would welcome community engagement around that. Okay, now I will answer your question. That was a little politician move on my part.
Nicely
I just
done,
talked in a
done.
Circle there for yeah. a second. So in terms of key takeaways, I think definitely, you know, what you had shared about the Shopko development, that's exciting. Mm. Central to success is something that's happening with Centergy, our friend Angel Whitehead, who mm-hmm. is a Wisconsin Rapids hometown
yep.
resident,
yep.
Is doing a lot with Central to Success. And that really piggybacks right on what we were just talking about with marketing our region as a whole, as a place to live, work, and play. So there's a lot of activity happening with that. Mid-State, holy cow, Mid-State has a ton of activity happening across central Wisconsin, but particularly in Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids. So I would encourage folks to go out and see what they're doing, doing some partnerships with different organizations based on healthcare and programs that they're either looking to grow or to start new degree programs. I'm not going to share any more than that because I don't want to leave anyone out.
Right.
But I will say that I took like 2.5 pages of minutes at the meeting. So there was a lot of information that was shared. And I'm always, you know, I'm always cognizant of the fact that if I highlight 3 organizations, I'm leaving out 10.
It always happens.
Always happens. So I'll leave it at that. But I'll say that there's a lot of energy around this. And it's definitely something that if listeners are interested, we would love to have your input and to let you get involved.
I think that we have woken up some. We've started a fire in some people. We know that we've got creative people out there. I think we've gotten some heads turning, and our some brains, you know, kind of twirling. You know, the brain is working right now, coming up with ideas and different things. And
right.
I have no doubt that we've gotten some people to realize that they are placemakers and that they can be a part of this. Kayla, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more, maybe just talk to you and ask you some other questions about some other things or anything like that, is there a way to reach you?
Yes. So here's the fun part, saying my email on radio. Yeah. James and I one day are going to find a better way
to figure this out.
Better way to do this.
Yes.
So my email is krumbalski. That's Rumbalski, R-O-M-B-A-L-S-K-I, at wisc.edu. So you can get a hold of me there. You can call the extension office. If you look us up online, you'll find the contact information for our office. You can send me a carrier pigeon you prefer. But do reach out. I would love to hear from listeners. And
do you
and
take Morse code? Does that work?
You know, I don't know Morse code, but I'm sure I could figure it out.
Figure it out.
Yeah. That's what Google's for.
Yes, exactly. Kayla, always good talking with you. Thank you so much for the time.
Likewise. Thank you, James.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.